Job 23. This is Job's reply to Eliphaz. Even today my complaint is grievous. His hand is heavy in spite of my groaning. So he knows, as he says to his friends earlier, have pity upon me, for the hand of God has touched me. Clearly there is no Satan in the sense of a supernatural cosmic being. Job understands that all that's happening to him is from God. He's very aware of that. God's hand is heavy on me. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. So he's longing for the day of judgment. And in chapter 19, he concludes that, okay, I'm a righteous man that's suffering and the wicked are prospering in this life, so there must be a future day of judgment. And he longs for that day to actually meet God. So he's driven by his sufferings to understand this wonderful truth that Jesus is coming. Well, he didn't, of course, understand about Jesus fully because Jesus didn't then exist, but he's looking for the day when finally there will be a meeting with God, and he believes therefore in the resurrection of the body. And we've also, through all the stuff we go through of broken relationships and difficulties with people and not understanding why we're suffering, etc., we're driven to this great desire for that last day. He says, I would set my cause in order before him, before God, and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would tell me. He longs for the day when he can, as it were, meet God and understand. And this finally will be in the kingdom. Would he contend with me in the greatness of his power? No, but he would listen to me. There the upright might reason with him, so I should be delivered forever from my judge. If I go east, he's not there. If to the west, I can't find him. He works to the north, but I can't see him. He turns south, but I can't catch a glimpse of him. He so wants to actually see God. But he says in chapter 19, I know that in the end, at the last day, in my flesh, I will see God. But he knows the way that I take. I can't see him, he's saying, but he sees me. When he has tried me, I shall come forth like gold. Now, gold is just dug out of the earth as a dirty piece, a lump, as it were, of rock, and is put in the fire until all the dirt is taken off it, and it looks beautiful. And that, he realizes, is what he's going through, and that's what we're going through now. My foot has held fast to his steps. I've kept his way and not turned aside. I haven't gone back from the commandment of his lips. I've treasured up the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. And that's how we should be to God's word. And that's why we should read it in the same way as we have a feeling that I must eat, I'm hungry. So day by day, we should have that feeling that I need God's word and I want to read. But he stands alone, and who can oppose him? What his soul desires, even that he does, for he performs that which is appointed for me. Many such things are with him. Therefore I am terrified at his presence. When I consider, I'm afraid of him. For God has made my heart faint. The Almighty has terrified me. Again he's saying, this is all from God, not from any personal, superhuman, evil being called a Satan. Because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither did he cover my face with the thick darkness. So he knows that he's being kept alive and he's been given life in the first place for some purpose, although he doesn't completely understand that. And that is how we also should feel.